I'm John Batchelor. This is Hotel Mars with David Livingston, my colleague and co-host and co-pilot, and we're very pleased to be joined by Doug Messier of Parabolic Arc to discover what Doug can tell us of Dream Chaser. This is the mini-me shuttle that has passed between hands over these last years, at least anecdotally, as I've watched it. Originally an idea that was competing for taking cargo and people back and forth to the ISS, but now has turned into what looks to be the prototype of the International Space Fleet. David and Doug, a very good evening to you. Doug, I begin with you because I need a description for my audience to understand why Dream Chaser is so cool looking. What is it? What's the original concept for Dream Chaser? Good evening, Doug.
Chaser is a lifting body spacecraft that will be launched aboard a rocket, and it's been chosen for NASA's Commercial Resupply Services program. So beginning around 2020, it'll begin to send cargo to the International Space Station. And there's also plans for independent missions that would do science, manufacturing, remote sensing, and activities independent of the station. Now, lifting body craft gets its lift from the body of the vehicle and not from wings. So NASA flew a number of these prototypes back in the 60s in the lifting body program, and this is kind of a descendant of that and also a program. So it's a mini shuttle. It's about 30 feet. It is 30 feet long, with about one-third the length of a space shuttle orbiter, and it's capable of being launched on a regular orbit and then gliding back to a low-G reentry and landing at a conventional airport.
So it takes off on top of a rocket like the original big shuttle, right? It's on top of boosters, and then it goes into orbit without the boosters and then lands like a plane,
right?
Just like the original shuttle.
Yeah, like a mini version of that and without the straight wings. And it's capable of delivering about 5,500 kilograms. It's about 11,000 pounds of pressurized cargo to the space station, and it can return experiments and cargo back and land on a runway. It's also got a supply module at the back that will separate and burn up in the atmosphere. So the ISS astronauts can get rid of trash that way as well. So it's a pretty clean vehicle. It's kind of black and with some white parts of it. A pretty cool thing to see up in the air.
David?
Hi, Doug. So this version is totally autonomous and remote controlled. There's no pilot. There's no human interaction with it at all, except for controlling it from the ground, correct?
Right. It'll be completely autonomous. So it's going to be to dock the station and then come back and land autonomously without a crew on board. And that's been done before. There's 37B, which is a Boeing. It's a military plane that Boeing built, and that's been launched up into space multiple times and has landed autonomously. Now, the Dream Chaser was originally there and was to put astronauts on board. It would be capable of carrying 7 astronauts, or the nominal mission would probably be 4 astronauts with some cargo aboard. And it had been a competitor in the Commercial Crew Program with NASA, but got eliminated in September 2014 from that competition. And Air Nevada Corporation, which is building it, in partnership with Lockheed Martin, appealed that decision, but it was denied. About 14 months or 16 months later, NASA awarded a Commercial Resupply Services contract on the 6 flights, which will probably begin in 2020, where they'll be delivering cargo. and they also awarded contracts to Orbital ATK, which the Cygnus vehicle, and also SpaceX, which flies the Dragon to do cargo missions up to the station.
So we're looking at an autonomous pickup truck. Fine, good. But there's this other component, which is the part that most engages me, the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs, which has never launched a mission at all, is looking to Cargo Chaser for United Nations member states. What's the concept here? How does this work, Doug?
Well, the concept is to be able to fly this vehicle autonomously with experiments, and it would be a microgravity laboratory that would circle the Earth for, you know, potentially a month or several weeks. Outer Space Affairs wants to be able to fly experiments from different member nations, developing nations. And it's an effort to increase the STEM education and also science in those countries. So they're looking for experiments and funding for that.
What I like about it, of course, is it's a low cost entry for many nations to get involved, looking to the future when there is capitalism in space and we need lots of well-trained space engineers and everybody participating in experiments. So it looks like a breakthrough. Was this Dream Chaser's idea? Do you know, Doug? Was it something that just came up out of the UN's imagination?
I don't know what the exact details are of that, but Sierra Nevada doing a number of trying to do a number of partnerships with different agencies around the world. The Canadian Space Agency is working with them to work on possible missions. They've also talked, the German Space Agency and a company called OHB in developing a berthing module, and there's possibility of flying this thing on a European Ariane 5 flight for science missions.
I see a lot of flexibility. David?
Any chance this could fly on a Falcon vehicle and not just the Atlas V, which is what it's planned to fly on?
The first two missions, they've gotten a ULA Atlas V, and those will be the first two missions probably starting in 2020. But they say that this is capable of flying on different boosters. I don't think it would fly in a SpaceX Falcon 9 because SpaceX flies its own cargo missions and wants to fly its own missions using the Dragon. There's the ability to fly an Ariane 5, so there's other boosters that it could fly on as well, and they're kind of exploring possibilities on that.
Just to confirm, Doug, Dream Chaser right now is in development. They've done a drop test, but NASA's committed to it, and Dream Chaser's committed to building a fleet. Is that accurate? They're going to fly. They aren't still showing what they can do and hoping for the best. They've got plans. Is that confirmed?
Right. They did a drop test on November 11th, and basically they took it up under a helicopter to 12,000 feet and dropped it. And it did a glide right into onto the runway at Edwards Air Force Base. And that was a second glide flight of this vehicle. The first one was done in 2018 when they were developing it for the commercial crew program. And the flight was fine until the landing gear deployed properly. So it ran off the runway. They have six flights to the International Space Station. Beginning in 2020 to about 2024, they will probably get flights from out of that program. So they're building two Dream Chasers for that. Those vehicles will probably be able to be flown 15 times between major servicing. Yeah. So looking to build other vehicles that would fly these science missions and manufacturing missions separate from the station.
Doug Messier of Parabolic Arc. David Livingston of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Dream Chaser, episode N. I'm John Batchelor.